Welcome to day 9 of the 30-day Overcoming Call Reluctance coaching system. I'm Nancy, as you know, and I want to invite you to look in your manual at day 9. Under number 1, it says to take 1 minute and visualize your dream life. And it gets a little specific. Where will you live? What will you drive? Who will you spend your time with? And I would also continue that into your business. What will your business look like? What achievements will you have accomplished? Then write down how you will feel when this is a reality. And again, we've asked you to do this before, and the reason we keep asking you to do that is we want you to keep that visualization in front of you. A great way to do this, if you haven't done it already, is to create something called a vision board. A vision board is where you take a big poster board of some type and you put it up in a place in your house where you're going to see it frequently. And you put images and pictures and sayings and expressions and things like that on your vision board of the things that you want in your life. So, for example, you could put pictures of places you'd like to travel, experiences you'd like to have. You can do all the material things you want, the cars, the houses, etc. But when you look at these images, they should really evoke a feeling from you. It should really make you feel happy and joyful and excited, because keeping that outcome in mind, that vision in mind, should really compel you to action. Another thing that Chris and I have done, because a vision board, unfortunately, once it's up for a while, kind of gets stagnant and you don't see it anymore. So you either have to constantly be adding to it or changing it so you see it. We've created what we call mind movies. If you happen to be handy with PowerPoint or a software like that, we created presentations where we set all those images from our vision board to music. And so we watch it. It's sort of like a movie, and it just keeps showing us the things that we want and the expressions or the quotes that are meaningful to us. And when it's set to music, I can tell you it's very powerful. I've heard that music is a way that our subconscious mind gets programmed. That's why you can hear a song that you haven't heard for 20 years and you can still sing the lyrics, and it just blows your mind that you're able to do that. It's because that song actually was implanted in your subconscious mind. So anything that you set to music, whether you decide to do daily affirmations to music, or like I said, you create one of these virtual vision boards, you know, in a PowerPoint presentation, the music will contribute to, you know, really implanting those images in your mind. Okay, so once you've done that, visualized what it is you want in your dream life, go ahead and write down your short-term goal, whether it's for this week or for this month. Then the caller activity that will get you closer to your short-term goal. Then go ahead, and if you're aware of it, and most of you seem to be really aware of your stories, which is great, write about the story that is creating your fear or hesitation. And here's where I just want to point out, and I did post this on the blog, that I think it's great that you're so aware of your stories. And the reason I think it's so great is because, number one, my guess is if we went a few months back, we're all master storytellers, but we weren't aware of the stories that we were telling and how much control they had over our lives and how much control they had over our actions. But now you've become aware of your stories. And what Chris and I notice is that the more aware we become of our stories and the more times we tell the same story over and over again, but then we prove that it's not true, we sort of get sick of our stories after a while. We really get tired of telling ourselves, well, that person won't be interested, or I don't want to seem too pushy, or they look like they're having a bad day, or, you know, it's Friday, it's not a good day to call them. After you tell yourself that, you know, time and time again, you really do get tired of your own stories. So I think the awareness around your stories is great. Then you want to go on to selecting a tool that will help you conquer your story and your inner voice. And then after you've moved into action and taken that action, of course, don't forget to acknowledge your success. Well, good luck on day 9, and I'll talk to you again on day 10.